torture, killings, and sexual violence. These are just some of the findings of a five-month investigation by the UN Human Rights Commission into alleged atrocities committed in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. The investigations were launched following reports of war crimes committed by the Ethiopian government as it sought to defeat the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. Both the United Nations and Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission took part in the investigations.
Allegations of human rights violations have continued to implicate government forces and its allies. We have received disturbing reports that local fishermen found dozens of bodies floating along the river crossing between Western Tigray and Sudan in July. Some allegedly had gunshot wounds and bound hands, indications that they might have been detained and tortured before being killed.
The report also includes accusations of Tigrayans being arrested based on ethnicity, including in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa.
Fighting has continued unabated and has expanded to neighboring Afar and Amhara regions. Together with other pockets of intercommunal violence, the conflict risks spilling over to the whole Horn of Africa.
The Tigray conflict started last November after the government launched an offensive against the TPLF. The group dominated Ethiopia's politics for nearly three decades before being removed from power in 2018. 3 weeks into the war, Ethiopia's government declared victory, but the fighting hasn't stopped. In June, the Tigrayan Defense Forces retook the regional capital Mekele and other major cities. But since then, the conflict has spread to other parts of Ethiopia, with accusations the TPLF is killing and displacing civilian populations. Ethiopia's Attorney General has called on the international community to recognize violations by the TPLF.
It is high time that the world wakes up to the reality that the TPLF is the aggressor and not the victim in this tragedy.
The war has displaced more than 2 million people in Tigray alone. Hundreds of thousands have also been displaced in Amhara. Nearly 400,000 are facing famine as the government continues to block access to Tigray, and more than 60,000 have fled to neighboring Sudan.
First, the bombing started inside the city. I saw a lot of people killed, shot inside my own city. I saw them with my own eyes. I saw people slaughtered. That's why I couldn't stay and fled and came to Sudan.
In Ethiopia, people find themselves caught in a conflict that is expanding. The government has called on all those able to join the fight against the TPLF. Both sides are unwilling to concede defeat, raising concerns of more atrocities and human rights violations to come. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera.